Welcome to the OU's Ois Yoimis, or OTO Meet, as they're making me call it, but we know better. I'm Jack Abramowitz, and for the next 304,805 days, we'll be studying Torah together, one letter at a time. Of course, just as certain halachic discourses may appear more than one place in Shas, and certain stories in the Navi may be repeated in Divrei HaYomim, there's bound to be some repetition in Ois Yoimis. This is only natural, as there are nearly 305,000 letters in the Torah, but only 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. The first letter of the Torah is Beis, also known as Bet, which is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet and has a numerical value of 2. Beis, or Bet, is virtually identical to Vase, or Vet. The main difference is that Beis has a dot in it called a dagesh, and it sounds like the letter B. Vase does not have a dagesh in it, and it sounds like the English letter V. Of course, in an actual Torah scroll, there are no dageshes drawn, so Beis and Vase look identical, and they both have the numerical value of 2, although they are pronounced differently. This explains why names with a V sound, like Avraham and Yaakov, are anglicized with a B sound, that is, Abraham and Jacob. I don't want to get too far ahead of things, though. We will get to the letter Vase at the end of week 7, when we reach the word Vavohu. The meaning of the gematria, the numerical value of 2, is us. We human beings come in 2 flavors, male and female. Aleph, whose numerical value is 1, represents God, who is unique. A famous Zohar, and by famous I mean one that I know, asks why Beis is the first letter of the Torah. In a mushal, a metaphor, the Zohar describes how all the letters lobbied God for the honor, and God settled on Beis, the first letter of the word Baruch, which means blessed. The letter Aleph, which is silent, was too shy to toot its own horn, so God rewarded it with a place of prominence in the Aleph Beis. Aleph, of course, is the first letter of Anochi, the start of the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. We'll talk more about Aleph the day after tomorrow. It should be noted that for the Septuagint, the sages translated the first verse to start with Aleph, Elohim bara Bereshis. This was done so that the words Bereshis bara Elohim, in the beginning God created, could not be misconstrued to mean that a thing called Bereshis created God, Rachman al-Etzlan. The meaning of the word Beis is bias, a house, and in a sense, the letter Beis is a pictogram of a house, just as Dalet is a door, Vav is a hook, Yud is a hand, etc. Torah is the blueprint of the world, and it starts with Beis because the world is our home. It's interesting that the root of Bereshis is Rosh. If you remove the word Rosh from Bereshis, what's left is Beis, Yud, Saf, which spells bias, a home. Of course, there's much more to say about the letter Beis, but let's save some of it for the end of the week when we start the word Bara. Thank you for joining us for this free preview of Ois Yoimis. If you haven't already done so, I urge you to submit your registration of $30,480.50. I look forward to learning Torah with you letter by letter for the next 834 years.